And people get so hung up on planning every move of their goals. And actually, you know what? It's Christmas. Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today is Christmas Eve. So if you're listening to this, and it's not the 24th of December, that was the release date for this episode. And the very first thing I want to do is wish everybody, all of the listeners, everybody that's been with me on this journey of the Marketing Development Podcast, a very, very happy Christmas and an excellent new year. And I really wish that all good things happen to you as 2019 approaches and as we continue to build business together and explore the different aspects of marketing and how we can, well, build business, basically. I've already said it. What I've been doing over the last sort of few days is I've been setting my goals for 2019. Now, this is something that I do every year. I've done it for as long as I can remember, really, even when I was in paid employment with my with other employers, and I would just think about over the Christmas break, I'd think about what is it I want to achieve? What are the things that I want to do? Is there a promotion I want to get if I'm in paid employment? Is there a promotion I want to get? Are there things that I can do with the team? I was head of department for digital marketing. So, what are we trying to achieve as a team? What does that mean for our business as a whole? And then since I've become a business owner, those goals have moved towards business targets, some of them anyway. And, some of them have maybe financial implications and this, that, and the other. But I always do it. And I don't try and get too heavy. I've listened to podcasts and read articles. And I've never read a book on it, I suppose. There are books out there. But I've read stuff. And people get so hung up on planning every move of their goals. And actually, you know what? It's Christmas. It's Christmas and New Year. I want to spend time with my family. I don't want to be, breaking down daily and weekly schedules for things. So I've put together a little system that allows me to think about the top level overview stuff right now. And then actually, then when we get into it, have quarterly reviews that allow me to review the quarter that's gone before and then plan what the next 12 weeks looks like. So what I thought I'd do just for a few minutes in wishing you all a very happy Christmas is just share that process with you. So what I have literally just done over the past few days is I've thought about what do I want to achieve in 2019. I started with some personal goals. So the first one, for example, is I want to lose a little bit of weight. So in 12 months' time, where would I like to be with that? So I've got a target figure in mind. I'm not going to share that with you. I've got a target figure in mind, and that was the first thing that went down on the goals for 2019. I then thought, right, well, where would we like to go on holiday? So our kids, in particular, they like going on holiday to a few particular places, but we like pushing their horizons a little bit. So, is there something that can capture an essence of what they love, and take them somewhere new? It's gone on the list. So, I always like to start with something personal. At the end of the day, I am a business owner, and the business is there to give me and my family a lifestyle that we want, that we don't drive the fastest cars, we don't live in the biggest house, but there are certain things that we like to achieve as a family, that we like to experience, and they are the first things on my own personal list. Then there are some business things. So, in the last 12 months, our business has doubled in size, and what we'd like to do in the next 12 months is double in size again. So there are certain things that have to happen for that. So there's a financial target about turnover. There's a financial target for profit. There's a financial target for monthly recurring revenue. So they're the goals that I want to, where I want to hit them before December the 31st, 2019. So I've not broken anything down yet into quarters or anything like that. I've simply gone and said, right, by the end of 2019, what would I like to achieve? And that's what we've done. There's some things to do with the podcast that I would like to explore. There's some new things that I want to develop, things I want to share with you guys. So fast forward 12 months, what do they look like? And they're on the list. So when you're thinking about your list, you know, this can be completely bespoke to yourself, but my advice is always start with something personal, at least one thing personal. We all do work, be that run a business or go to a paid job. We don't do it for the benefit of our health. We all do it so that we can have good things, so that we can have, you know, a roof over our head, food on the table, the kids can, you know, have go on trips, whatever it might be. We can all have a holiday. We all have these things in life, and there's no shame at all in putting those into your goals. My goal for next year is I want to go away for 3 weeks to there. Right, let's make it happen. Once I've got my list, and on my list, I'm just counting them up, I've got 9 things that I would like to achieve in 2019. And they are big overarching things so that I can get to, as I say, get to December the 31st and say, I've done these 9 things. Perfect. What I then do is I then split them down into quarters and they get a little bit more specific. So what I've done with the weight thing is I've then given myself, I know where I want to be at the end of 2019. So I've broken the year into 4 quarters, Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. And I've then broken down milestones for target weights, 3 monthly target weights that get me to where I want to be. Same with the company, with financial turnovers and profits and monthly recurring revenue. I know where I want to be, so I've then taken logical steps and mapped those against each quarter so that I have a financial target in those 3 areas for Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. Now, what I haven't done is made, when it comes to finances, I don't make the steps equal. I do try and have a little bit of common sense about it. So, of course, in Q3, you're going to hit the summer holidays. Now, in terms of business, that can affect cash flow. It can affect just the throughput of projects. So I probably don't want quite such a big step in Q3, for example. From our business, Qs 2 and 4, however, they seem to be the 2 quarters in particular where we seem to be cash rich. So where the cash flow just flows a little bit more freely. I can't really explain why. I don't know why Q1 doesn't follow suit, but hey, that's just the way our business, and looking back at books for the last few years, that's the way our company flows. So I can naturally then put slightly larger jumps in Qs 2 and 4. So that's again, just the way I do it. My gut feel and experience from the past few years of doing this. So now, we like going on holiday in the summer holidays. So, but funny enough, the holiday itself appears in Q3. So that's, you know, certain things you can map out quite easily. Others take a little bit of thought. And then the final thing I do, and actually this is where this podcast is going to end really, because this is, I don't go and then break all of those quarters down into weeks. What I do is I go to my diary and I make an appointment for myself for half a day at the start of each of those quarters. And what I will do for that half day, and sometimes, you know, if things are going not so well, or that I'm not hitting the goals that I'd like to hit throughout the year, I may give myself more time, or I may I review these goals far more frequently than once a quarter. But I already have in the diary 4 appointments for myself starting the first week back in January to map out what those quarters look like. So I can then say at the start of January, right, by the end of March, in order to hit my target at the end of my goal at the end of December, by the end of March, I need to have achieved these 3 or 4 things. How am I going to do that? What content do I need to produce if it's something to do with the website or the podcast or whatever it might be? What do I need to produce if what does the business need to turn over if it's a financial goal? What do I need to do if it's to start paying for that holiday? What's all of that stuff look like? And how do I put those down into 12 chunks for that quarter, so that I know that by the end of March, I've made good progress towards my annual goals, and I've already got some things that I can tick off my list. Perfect. And actually, that's as much worrying as I do about it right now. It's Christmas. I want to go and enjoy Christmas with my family and my friends. I want to go and celebrate. We've closed our agency down for nearly 2 weeks. We have instilled a lifestyle business here that helps us enjoy certain parts of life, but then also allows us to knuckle down and get on with some really good work when we can and when we want to. And that's actually a testament to what's happened in 2018. I'm really proud of the work that our agency has produced in 2018. We've had some fabulous case studies. We've had some brilliant clients. We've met some awesome new people. I've started a podcast. We've got a Facebook community that's just growing almost daily at the moment. It's awesome. It really is. It's inspiring to me to see the way that it goes. And I want to keep on with that momentum. But part of that is, as a team, as individuals, we need to be refreshed. We need to enjoy spending time with our loved ones. They're the ones that we do this for, ultimately. And they're the ones that, in my case anyway, my family, they're the ones that give the most back to me in terms of recharge and revitalization. So I'm going to go and really enjoy the next 2 weeks. I will be around on Facebook from time to time, but there'll also be times when I'll be quiet. When the phone will get switched off and I will just be in the moment with my kids and my wife, because they're the people that I do this for. I've got that appointment in the diary in January to start next year's goals. That's what I'm worrying about. Now, just to give you the next step so that you know what's going to happen. What will happen in January is I'll create an Evernote. I'll break the 12 weeks down. I'll give myself priorities for each week that if they all work, then we'll achieve my goals. And I will give myself a little bit of wiggle room. I'm not trying to create a gun to hold it to my head. Instead, what I'm trying to do is just give myself a framework to achieve my goals. What I then do is I've got a board in ClickUp. We use ClickUp for our project management. I've got a private board in there and I have a list of priorities and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a completed column at the other end. And every Friday, I plan out the next week. So I can go to my Evernote. I can see what my goals are for that week now. So I'm now down to a weekly level. And I can then plan the work in for the following week. I obviously reflect it in my diary as well so that meetings appear in the priorities and all that kind of stuff. But I make sure that there's enough time to complete the things that I'm doing. And that's how I filter and shake down my priorities into daily tasks. But that isn't going to happen until 2019. That I'm not going to worry about that right now. So I really hope that episode's been useful for you. It's only taken a few minutes, but that is the way I map my goals. I'd love to know if you have a system that's similar or if you have something that's completely different, if you think what I've just said is a load of drivel. But overall, I just want to wish you all a very, very happy Christmas and an awesome new year. And if you're listening to this in 2019, pop in the Facebook group at peteeverett.com/group and let us know how you're getting on. I'll see you on the other side.